from the heart of Texas, where he met his one and only true love. Proving that this guy really does know how to love well.
Because there's no way he won her over with his looks.
Therefore, he must be the relationship genius of our generation. Get ready for the best advice you'll ever hear on how to keep your relationships thriving. Welcome to the Smalley Podcast with your host, Michael Smalley.
Do you have any idea what the most popular page is on SmalleyCenter.com? Do you have any idea at all? And you probably shouldn't, because if you did have some kind of idea, that might mean you have hacked into my back-end system and you are stealing things from me. And shame on you for doing it. But for those of you listening who are not corrupt, evil hackers, the most, by far, we're talking mega most popular page on my site is the page that has the personality inventory or test that you can download and take. By far, everybody wants to come to our website in order to better understand themselves, better understand their spouse or their children. And so they go to the personality page, they download the PDF, and they take the test. So I think it is high time that I give you a series of shows focusing just on your personality style. Now, if you haven't been to the site, just go to SmalleyCenter.com. Go, you'll see it right on the homepage. There's a direct link to the personality test. You can download the thing for free. And then you can just fill it out. It's a very easy, it takes maybe 5-10 minutes to take. But what I want to do is I want to focus on some of the key ingredients to personality styles, how you interact with each other, what that means, why you even want to know what personality style your spouse has. And I'm going to do all of this in a series of shows just on personality styles and how they affect your marriage, your dating, your parenting, and you can even take our personality test, the world famous lion, otter, golden retriever, and beaver. You can take that for free and be able to follow along as I unpack each of the major characteristic traits, like the lion, the otter, the golden retriever, or the beaver. I'm going to dedicate a show to each one of those, but then I'm also going to give some follow-up stuff on marriage and even on parenting. That is what's coming on. So again, go to SmalleyCenter.com if you have not taken the personality test. It's based off of the DISC, the DISC test. We just give it a better, more creative twist in terms of the different descriptors or the words we use. So we obviously went with animals. My father, Dr. Gary Smalley, and his old longtime partner, John Trent, wrote the book Two Sides of Love. And that's where these animal names came from. And I'm telling you, it's just fun. It makes it easier to understand because who in the world knows what phlegmatic is or melancholy? I don't know what it means. I'm a professional and I don't know what that stuff means. So go to SmalleyCenter.com, take the test, find out where you are. And then you'll want to keep tuning in so that you learn on each episode what the relational strengths are to that personality style, what you look like out of balance, what your communication style is, what your relational needs are, and then more importantly, what relational balance will look like. And you'll be able to apply this into any relationship you have. So you're going to want to pay close attention to these next few series of shows, because it's going to be big on understanding who you are and why you do what you do, and then understanding the people around you. So SmalleyCenter.com, you'll see the link on the homepage. Take the personality test, and then you just download it, spend 5-10 minutes, and you're off. So on today, what I'm going to focus on is actually the first one, and what we've called that is the lion. So this is the lion personality style, and just imagine the lion as your quintessential king of the jungle. This is the personality style that loves to be in charge. They're the boss. And if they're not the boss, they think they're the boss, if you know what I mean. So lions are strong king, queen of the animal kingdom and of the personality world. Because the relational strengths for a lion are they love to take charge. They're big-time problem solvers. Lions tend to be competitive, so they take winning seriously. Lions enjoy change. And then lastly, under their relational strengths, they're confrontational. And don't get lost on confrontational as a bad thing. Because remember, and if you've listened to any former episodes or read any of our articles, confrontation is a good thing when you do it in a healthy way. And so it is great to have lions in the world who are willing to confront either relational issues or even world issues. Where would we be if no one ever wanted to confront issues or problems? It would be a major, major negative thing for the world if we didn't have little lions running around. Now, by the way, if you're wondering what your kids are, and your kids, you can actually help them, and you can kind of read out the words. But I promise you, if you know your kids well enough, which most of you will, you'll be able to start when you take the test and as you go through this series of shows, you'll start to understand, ooh, I have a little lion. And by the way, another word for a lion child might be what you call strong-willed. Many strong-willed children are simply young lions who are out of balance. That's all it is. And where a lot of parents make mistakes is they try to beat or punish that lion characteristic or personality style right out of their kids. And I want to be really clear on this. I have a little lion kid. My middle daughter, my only daughter, who happens to be my middle child, is a high lion. And I'm telling you, lion kids are my favorite. I love little lion kids because they're so strong and they're so passionate. But where parents often goof up with them is they misunderstand their strength or that strong-willed as either insensitive or bullying or whatever, when actually lions tend to be incredibly sensitive, especially as children, very sensitive, and we misinterpret how intense or tough they are because they still have feelings. And so you don't want to punish a child for being a lion because that's how God created them. What you do is you help them achieve balance, which we'll talk about that here in a second. So you have the good picture. They're the CEOs, the people in charge, or at least they think they are. Strong-willed children tend to be lions. But what happens is when their strength goes out of balance, they tend to be too direct or impatient. They tend to get overly busy because they want to conquer the world and they can lose sight and have too many irons in the fire. When they get really out of balance, they can become cold-blooded because where they start to forget when they get out of, when their strengths like take charge, problem solver, competitive, well, when that gets out of balance, problem solver becomes impatient or a horrible listener. Competitive becomes obnoxious. I'm going to win whether it destroys you or not. Take charge becomes controlling. They can often find themselves being impulsive and taking these big risks because they enjoy change so much. And then when they really get in trouble, at least relationally, is when they just flat out, they can be insensitive. They can be insensitive to others. They don't realize it because they tend to be thicker skinned. And because of their thicker skin, they assume that everybody can handle that. And it's just not the case. You get in trouble. Their communication style tends to be direct or blunt. You're not messing around when you're a lion. You're going to get right to the point. It tends to be one way. Oftentimes, lions, if you're a lion or if you're married to a lion, I want you to listen to this, okay? Because this is hugely important. One-way communication, in essence, means that you do struggle with listening. And the reason you tend to be one way is because you already have a thought or an opinion that you really want to share. And you think yours is better. And so you do it. And it tends to be a lot of lecture style communication, which is obviously not a good thing. And so if you're in a relationship with a lion, then you need to understand that they're not. What's so good about understanding personality styles is once you start understanding who other people are, especially in the animal kingdom here, then it gives you a better understanding that, hey, maybe they're not trying to be rude or mean because I wouldn't do it that way. Well, you don't do it that way because maybe you're a golden retriever, who, by the way, lions tend to marry a majority of the time. Like, I've done research on this at seminars over thousands of people and couples. And almost 80% of the time, a lion is married to a golden retriever. You want to know why? Because the lion finally found someone that would do what they say. Because that'll be a couple episodes from now. But when you learn about the golden retriever, you'll fully understand it. Those are incredibly sensitive, loving, calm, second-tier people, behind-the-scenes people. And of course, lions are going to be attracted to that. Because they do. They found someone that's willing to actually not worry about it and not engage in fighting them to get their own will done. But they don't necessarily mind all the time being told what to do. That's a big turn-on for lions. It is. And there's nothing bad about that. It only becomes a problem when the lion gets out of balance. Now, communication. So if you're married to one, just understand they might not be intending to come across too intense or rude. It might just be who they are and the fact that you're very different than them. If you're a lion and you're listening to this show, you've got to start learning ways to keep your mouth shut. Because if you're going to be in a successful relationship with your spouse or your children or your friends, then you're going to have to learn how to listen. And listening is a skill. You can listen to the Love Talk series of podcasts that I did, of shows, and you can learn how to be a better listener. It might not be natural to you, but you can learn. Now, your relational needs. The lion's typical relational need, like the things that matter most to them. This is generally speaking, but this is a good start of knowing how to meet the needs if you're married to or have a little lion in your life. They love personal attention and recognition for what they do. Lions are doers. They accomplish things. And to be recognized for that is incredibly meaningful. Areas where he or she can be in charge. So obviously, if you're married to a lion or have a little lion kid living with you, it's important that the lion is given areas and things and tasks that they're the boss of. Because they're naturally gifted at being a boss. So let them be the boss. I will never forget with my daughter, Reagan, when she was around 3 or 4, she's very verbal. I mean, she was talking at 15 months of age, and she's so tiny and petite that people would see this little baby waddling around, and then she'd look up and go, "Hi, how are you?" And they'd, you know, practically fall over with shock. But I will never forget the time when Reagan kind of started getting into this thing that if I interrupted her to have to take her and her little brother and, you know, her older brother out to the store or something, she'd have a meltdown, which is fairly typical for a strong-willed kid. Until the day that I realized, you know, I wonder if this would work. And instead of going up to her while she was watching her favorite cartoon and I knew I needed to go grocery shopping with the kids, I knew it was going to be a major battle. She'd freak out because she would want to be staying home and watching her favorite cartoon. So what I did, instead of telling her, turn off the TV and get in the car, we're leaving, which would have equaled major fight. Instead, I took just a few more minutes, even seconds, and I sat down. I just went, "Oh no, I don't know what to do." And my little lion daughter perked up and goes, "Whoa, Daddy, what's going on?" Immediately her attention shifted from the cartoon to me because they love to solve problems. And so I just looked at my daughter. I remember about 4 or 5 years old, I think. I looked at her and I went, oh, Reagan, I don't know what to do. Somehow I let us run out of milk and we don't have any more milk. What do you think we should do? And she looked right at me and she goes, Daddy, how could you have let that happen? I'll never forget that. I thought, hey, first of all, I'm kind of in the middle of trying to trick you, but I'll keep going with this. But it was so precious. Oh, Daddy, how did you let that happen? I was like, I don't know. I got distracted. You know me. She goes, well, Dad, get David. Let's get him in his car seat. I'll go get Cole, and let's go to the grocery store and buy more milk. I promise you that happened. Instead of forcing her to do what I wanted, I asked her to help me solve a problem, which engaged her in her natural strength and allowed me to have less conflict and actually have a kid excited to go to solve a problem. So give them opportunities to be in charge, to solve problems. You're going to have to give that lion spouse or kid or friend freedom to change. It's okay they like to change. Now, obviously, can they be out of control? No, that's not smart. You can't just change on a whim every day and have 57,000 things you're going through. No, I get that. There's a limit, but figure out win-win ways where they can have the freedom to change it up. Funny enough, my daughter again, just literally yesterday, asked for my help to change up her room because she wanted to mix it up. Now, am I going to necessarily go up there and then allow her to repaint tomorrow? No, not necessarily. But I helped her move the bed around. I helped her move some various furniture around. Now, if you're a lion, relational balance is going to look like adding softness and becoming, like I've mentioned already multiple times, a better listener. In fact, become a great listener. But on to softness. Remember, you're a lion. You're intense. You're strong. You're a leader. But you're probably not the best listener. You're probably not the best touchy-feely person. And so when I say add softness, what I'm saying is learn how to hug. Learn how to tell the people you love, I love you. Learn to reach out and say, hey, what could I do to love you today? What could I do to serve you today? Becoming a better listener is going to increase your softness because you can't be prickly or too intense all the time or your relationships are going to be stressed out. Add softness. Learn how to hug. Learn how to touch appropriately, little soft touches, little meaningful words, and being able to listen better will help you achieve greater balance, which will help you achieve a better relationship. Now, I found a clip because, again, we're talking about relational balance and another area where lions can get out of control is you can become a little bit narcissistic, which is out of balance, selfishness. And that's a risk. The otter, by the way, which is going to be the next show, struggles with the same thing. We can sometimes feel like, well, listen to this clip.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany. I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over on occasion.
Now that, if you don't know, is the legendary broadcaster. The legendary broadcaster from Anchorman, Ron Burgundy. But I picked that clip because that's kind of the last thing here on relational balance. Is you can feel too puffed up. You can think that all these things you've acquired or these things that you do make you important, and that's not what makes you important. If you've ever listened to any of my shows, you know the most important thing you can do in life is be a great lover, be a great father, be a great mother, love people well, that is truly great. Acquiring wealth or doing isn't the ticket to greatness. It's how you love others. Which brings us to the end of the show and that special time.
And now, it is time to say goodbye.
I'm going to leave you with 1440s, my buddy out of South Africa, Father of Light.